Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
And welcome, everybody, to the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang saying welcome one, welcome all to the Six Eyes Gospel Show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Saying welcome one, welcome all, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who've called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you on this Resurrection Sunday, March 31, 2024. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So how are we doing today, everybody? Everybody's got to get their coffee. All right. Well, while they're getting their coffee, we're just going to go ahead and get started in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you for another day. In you, we have another way. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for another resurrection day, Lord Jesus. We thank you that, Lord Jesus, you are the only God who rose from the grave. Lord Jesus, all those other gods that are out there, no matter whether it may be from the Eastern religions, New Age, Lord Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, Lord Jesus, whatever they may be, Lord Jesus, they never rose from the grave. Oh, there's lots of them, and even, Lord Jesus, some they keep right on the cross every year, every year. They're still on a crucifix, but Lord Jesus, you didn't stay on the cross. You died, you were buried, and yes, you rose again because you are alive forevermore. So Lord Jesus, we thank you for another day. In you we have another way, in a risen Savior, Lord Jesus. We thank you, and we ask you, Lord Jesus, take the wheel of this program, Lord Jesus, for this resurrection day. Lord Jesus, we ask you to touch that soul who is nearest hell. Help them to reel up the white flag and surrender. Let this day be their day, Lord Jesus, on this resurrection day. And Lord Jesus, let this day be their day, and let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing to pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for your children out there, we ask, Lord Jesus, on this Resurrection Day, the same blessing, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those out there, Lord Jesus, who are dealing with some sort of illness out there, Lord Jesus, we ask right now, Lord Jesus, that you would raise them up out of the bed of affliction, Lord Jesus, as only you can. And then, Lord Jesus, those who are in bereavement, Lord Jesus, who have lost somebody, Lord Jesus, we ask you to comfort them with your Holy Spirit as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for all these dirty, rotten situations that we read about in the newspaper, hear about on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, we ask you right now that you would help us to teach us to love our neighbor as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus, because we ask and pray all these blessings in your precious and holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. All right. Well, anybody get their coffee yet today? Okay. Looks like they haven't yet got their coffee. Okay.
Amen. Well, coffee's right here.
All right. There you are, Six.
Hey, how's it going? Happy resurrection.
Happy resurrection, buddy.
Yes. Happy resurrection to you, you, everyone on the phone line, and happy resurrection to America. Yes.
Amen.
Yes, and this is Trumpet's first Easter, his first resurrection, so he's excited.
Amen.
And Baby Diamond's first Easter.
Okay.
Keisha Angela, end of success.
Yeah.
Sent a voicemail.
All right. Well, why don't we get into our scripture reading six? But first, how are you doing mentally? Let's get that out of the way. I think you muted yourself again, Six. That phone of yours needs to get its coffee. Well, I will say that I've got two thumbs up. My wings are spread just right. My halo's in place and ready for a great show. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, how you doing today mentally, Six?
Mentally, Wolfgang, I'm doing great. Two thumbs up for me, you know. Any day on top of the earth, opposed to being under it, is a great day for me. So I am great.
All right. Well, okay. Well, then let's go ahead and get our scripture reading taken care of. Then we can get right into our boogie music. So here we go.
This is Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And this was Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All
amen,
right.
Amen. All right, well, we are going to be dancing for Jesus on this resurrection. But before we do that, I want to share some memories growing up. So
do that.
Easter to me always was fun. And it just goes to show you, this is why I like children still being able to be kids. Because, you know, my sister and I were 3 years apart. We went from the wicked baskets, the green, the tan, and the purple to pink. Wicker Easter baskets. We had those. Then it went from those to the plastic Easter baskets that you could use over and over again. But my sister had me to believe that the Easter Bunny brought the baskets. I thought that forever, because when we would wake up, the Easter basket would either be in front of our door, or they would be right beside our bed. And I just remember that. That's just fun childhood memories and just times with mom and dad, you know, my sisters and brother. And you know, you can't take those memories away, you know. And being grown, you just go back to the nostalgia of childhood, eating jelly beans, you know, dyeing the Easter eggs, you know. But, you know, the only thing I didn't like, I mean, when we grew up, we just had that little pail kit. And we had, like, the little tablets that you drop in the bowl. Now they got all kinds of great Easter egg dye that you can use, you know. So it kind of make you want to go back to the time of right now and dye some eggs. My brother, he was pretty creative. He would do, like, a little swirl. Different colors, you know, mixed together. He would do that. And he always was a great writer. So, you know, you write your name on there and just set them on the table and walk by, get them, company come over, walk by. Yeah, just a lot of memories, man. So I love that. But what got us banded from having Easter egg hunts in the house? My brother, he was genius. He would hide them in places you wouldn't even think of. And it took one time for my parents to have company. And let's just say all of the eggs weren't found. We all got in trouble. My father said, no more Easter egg hunts in the house. He said, outside from now on. Because, I mean, he would hide them everywhere. So, I mean, just a lot of fun. And I never liked the chocolate bunny. I always gave my bunny to my sister, and she would give me her bank. I don't know if you all remember the little Easter in the Easter basket, they used to have a little rabbit, and it used to be a bank. So just going back, reflecting on that, but Resurrection Day. So that's my childhood nostalgia moment. And with that, I'm complete.
Well, Six, I don't have none of that to remember, because all I got to do was watch the grandparents, or the parents, but usually the grandparents, take and eat all that stuff. And they didn't give us one thing.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That was our Easter. We got to sit and watch. They didn't give us none of that stuff.
That's so cruel.
So.
Ruthie, we want you on air. We don't want you in the audience.
So. We didn't get none of that nonsense, so.
Wow. Tell her we want her on air, not in the audience.
All right, we're going to get her up close. She could say what she's going to say. Here we go.
I was just saying we got Easter baskets when I was a child, but I thought that was silly. It's more of a religious holiday, not a bunch of Easter baskets. There you go.
Well, but at least you all got to have all that fun.
Yeah, but yeah, you grow up.
Oh, okay. Hey, Queen Nye, how's it going? What's the mental? And you can go ahead. Put your two cents in there.
Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Resurrection Day. I've always had beautiful memories with my family on the holidays, and but my mother always made sure we understood the meaning of each one, and I'm thankful, you know, for her love and her teaching. Truly miss that lady. Truly, truly, truly miss my mom. But I remember coloring eggs and decorating the Easter baskets and doing all of that. My grandmothers all did Easter baskets for us. And so, you know, we were truly blessed. And I can say, for one, I got to know 9 of my grandparents and great-grandparents all together, and not many people can say that. Just huge family values, lots of love. And I remember my grandfather, my mom's father, had horses, and they put the horses up, and they put the eggs out in the field, and me and my cousins and my brother would go out and Easter egg hunt, and it was just a lot of fun. We'd have a great day, always a great dinner and everything, and just enjoy family time and pray. So it was definitely special. There were times where we would go to the church and have Easter egg hunts too, so I'm very thankful. With that, I'm complete.
All right. Anybody else? Since nobody else is speaking right now, Jelly beans. Jelly beans, and I love jelly beans. Now, that was my mother's favorite. My mother loved the jelly beans. My father loved the pecans. And he used to get these. It was from Sunny Hill Land Farms. And they got any type of peanut you want is there. And he would always get a big box of pecans. And we would set them in the hallway. And we find ourselves going to the hallway. Sometime we're there at the same time getting pecans. Or, hey, we need a refill, you know. So you go, refill the bowl, sit, watch TV, sit, listen to music. Or, you know, we had family over around this time, so they're out there running balls. You know, we got the music going out there, and we got the them playing pool, talking that mess, having fun. But the pecans and candy and jelly beans were right there. It was like all over the house. So it was like you had candy and pecans in every room, you know, the sitting area, the dining room, the pool room. They were right there. So, you know, that stuff I'll remember forever, being the last person on earth, mother and father gone, sister and brother gone, the nostalgia of childhood. But my sister, that girl, had me believing that Easter bunny brought those baskets to the room. And I believed that, the innocence of being a child. And once again, we want to welcome everybody to the Six Eyes Radio Network on this Resurrection Day. The phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. I want to say hello to everybody around the world, our surrounding city and states. Happy Resurrection from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Is there anybody else? We got Sister Emily with us today.
No.
Okay. All right, well,
I did get a text from her earlier.
So how is she doing, and how's her mom?
Well, it was a message on Messenger.
Okay.
Yeah, last I heard, they're both okay.
Good. Praise God. We just definitely want to continue to pray for the sick and shut in. Want to pray for everybody, my family, my friends, your friends, and whatever it is, God can fix it. He can turn it around. So just remember that. So in every area that we need repair, He can do it. Amen. Now, was anybody crazy about the Cadbury egg?
The ones that were empty, they're the ones that were filled with that creamy stuff.
I don't know which. So they had this commercial, and it was chocolate, and you open it up, and it's like cracking an egg. You had the yolk. It was,
yeah, that creamy stuff. I'm trying to remember if that was the Easter egg that had like a mint flavor. But I'm not sure if it was the Easter egg that had it. I do remember a chocolate Cadbury egg.
They only made one. They made one, and you crack it. It's just like you cracking a regular Easter egg. It had the yolk, and it had the egg white.
I don't know if I had that one.
Okay.
I think I've seen it, but I don't think I had that one.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. Me and my sister, we would fight over that because I used to take those to school even after we were back in school from over the break. I would take those to school for me and my little friends. And then that brought along getting rid of that corn, because I swear my father thought he was a pilgrim. I never so much corn, and I think I'm getting rid of it. And there it is, another skid. So
well,
thank
Sam's Club is going to be delivering you about 3 pallets of corn, you know, canned corn.
Well, guess what? It'll still be there. Now, I love popcorn, but I think if my mother never would have started making cream corn, I'd probably be okay. But when we got home, whatever my father wanted for dinner would be on the counter. He wanted chili. You'll see those Brooks beans on the counter. If he wanted salmon, you see that pink beauty on the counter. And with that, I know some cream corn is coming. And I pray we didn't have no flour. But us being who we are, we always had flour. My father made sure we had what we needed. You know, my parents, both. And you never ran out of flour. So I know it was going to be some cream corn later on that night. I don't like cream corn. She would make salmon croquettes, rice, and cream corn.
You missed my question. What I was saying was it was just cream corn. It wasn't anything else in it. She didn't add a can of whole kernel corn with it?
No. She opened up a regular can of corn. About 2 cans of corn she opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Mama, don't go for that flour. She'd go for that flour. Hi, son. I'm like, oh, my God.
Are you saying regular corn or cream style corn, or is it a mixture, 1 can of regular corn and 1 can of cream corn?
No, listen to me. The corn was regular corn. It wasn't no cream corn. It was a regular can of corn.
Mm-hmm.
And she took the flour, poured it into the corn, and that made it cream corn.
Okay.
Now, we kept bread bags around, and we filled those bread bags up, and we threw those bags on top of the roof of my neighbor, and we were doing all right. When it was wintertime, we were doing all right, but we don't remember the snow is going to melt. So as the snow melted, Mr. Chloe knocks on the door. Mr. Sanford, I don't think your kids are eating their corn. And why do you say that? Well, I got all these bread bags full of corn. So. Yeah. So. And like I said, you can't take those memories away.
Well, the reason why I was asking, because my mom would make corn souffle, and I remember it was a can of regular corn, a can of cream style corn. It was a little bit of flour, sour cream, butter, salt and pepper, and she mix it all up and bake it, and corn souffle. But just regular cream-style corn out the can is not good. I have used it to make cornbread with. But, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, anybody else want to share their Easter memories of growing up? Oh, and getting dressed up in the leisure suit? Oh, my God, you couldn't tell me nothing. I put my little suit on with my coasters. Now I had to. Anybody remember coasters? You would get these shoes from Payless, and they would have the Velcro. I had a navy blue pair, and I had a gray pair. And you put those shoes on with that leisure suit. Your little suit, pick that afro out. And I'm telling you, I'm walking around styling.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. I had one of the best afros growing up.
Okay.
And when my father gave me that blowout pick, it was over.
Nah, this was an automato.
It was an automato blowout pick. And you plug that thing up, and you blow your hair out. And that afro stayed. It stayed. I'm playing kickball out there in the street, playing kickball. Best afro on the street. How did you get your afro like that? Never told them about the pick. But, yeah. All right, so we're going to get into the music. So if one of you types in S-E-G, that will be great. And we have great things coming from the 6 Eyes Radio Network. So just stay tuned for that. New commercials, new. Everything new. And that's the blessing. We want to thank everybody that supports the 6 Eyes Radio Network. We want to thank the staff of the 6 Eyes Radio Network. We want to thank the whole team of the 6 Eyes Radio Network. You all rock. Yes, yes, yes. And it's Trumpet's first Easter. He's very excited. So he's excited around here.
It is his first Easter,
buddy.
Easter with you.
No, that's what I count. I don't care where he was before. It's Trumpet's first Easter with me, 6 Eyes. He's very excited. All right. He's right here chilling.
What's up, family? What's good?
Hey.
Why y'all looking all sad? Mary Mary here, Ruben, everybody in the cup, we ready to do this?
Nah, man, everybody's running late.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And I hope they make it.
Oh, they make it. They may be late, but they'll make it.
They better make it, because we've got a lot to do.
My folks and friends, listen to these words. See, God saved me from myself when no one else was around. And it was only by His grace, His mercy, His favor. Cause I know I don't deserve all the love He showed me, how He let me know He never gonna
This song is not for you. If you've never cried a river or had your heart broken too, this song is not for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Bless the name of the Lord.
Well, well, well. God bless there. We hear Pastor Bonnet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so it is that time for the word given by Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, True Word of Faith Ministries. Amen. God bless, Pastor Bonnet.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Missionary Ken. It is a pleasure and an honor to be with you all here one more time on the Six Eyes Gospel Show, the place where you get your praise on without leaving the house. And we just thank God for yet another day, another opportunity, just to be able to stand in our own frame, right frame of thought process. Amen. It's a privilege and an honor just to be able to fellowship with you all one more time. I'm thanking God that this is a day of resurrection celebration. Amen. Not only did Christ get up out the grave, but he stayed out the grave. Amen. Amen. And so, amen. Amen. God bless our Brother Six on today. Amen. Queen and all God's children here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Once again, it is a privilege and an honor to be with you on today. Amen. And without delaying the time, I'm going to go right into the message on today. I want to share with us today, this being Resurrection Sunday, known as Easter here in the United States. Amen. A Christian celebration. Amen. But we celebrate the resurrection. Amen. He has risen. He being Jesus, has risen. Those of you that have your Bibles, please join me as we read in God's word on today. I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And if you have it, we're going to the book of Matthew. Amen. Matthew chapter 28. And we're going to read about three verses here from Matthew chapter 28. Once again, thank God that I am saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, and do speak in tongues as the Holy Spirit gives utterance. And I want to thank God for saving me, baptizing me, not just with water, but baptizing me in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so Matthew chapter 28, Matthew chapter 28, verses 5, 6, and 7. And the word of the Lord reads today, "And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. And he said, Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Verse 7, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you unto Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." Father God, bless this truth as we journey together in your word today. Give us not only understanding, but allow us to gather the authority that your word is giving us on today to know that we too can rise from the grave. Amen. On this evening, I want to share with so many of you this wonderful story about Jesus getting up out of the grave. Last week, we talked about him and his journey through as they were crying out Hosanna to him, how they were celebrating him, different things that he was going through, and how he even began to tell his disciples the things that he must go through. But here we read in Matthew 28, we see here after the whipping, after the crucifixion, after the last seven sayings of Christ on the cross, after he hung his head and died, 3 days later, he got up out of the grave. And the angel is telling her, and go quickly. Don't take your time about it. And tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you unto Galilee. Now we read that, and, you know, that will be almost the end of the story. But our story doesn't start here, nor does it end here. But we must look back a little bit about 2 weeks prior to this. And let's see what's so important about verse 6, for he is risen. Let's see the importance of that as we go back a few weeks and listen to the testimony given to us by John in chapter 11 of his book. Okay? So John chapter 11. Amen. I want y'all to understand, in John chapter 11, what Jesus did with his disciples to prove that he is the resurrection and the life. Amen. And the life. So he is. He is the resurrection and life. What do that mean? Well, food for thought. One of the things that they didn't understand, we'll later read about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, I have seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. There's some things that God was preparing for you and I. As Jesus was on his missionary journey here in the world, he wasn't only the miracle worker that fed 4,000 and 5,000 people with just a lunch meal. Now, he wasn't the one that calmed the raging sea, and he wasn't just the one that began to bring order in the house of God. He wasn't the one, just the one that opened up the blinded eyes to those that could not see. He wasn't just the one that spoke to those that was lame and couldn't walk, get up, pick up your bed and walk. He wasn't just the one that said, where are thy accusers? And oh, none accuse you, or neither do I go and sin no more. He wasn't just this miracle worker. He wasn't just this wonderful man that came with wonderful words of prophecy, wonderful things of healing and deliverance throughout a whole region, touching people everywhere he go. He was so much more. But it's strange how the ones that were very close to him, and although he had told them, they still just didn't get it. So Jesus used a opportunity to show his power over life and death. In John, we see story about Lazarus who was sick unto death. And this is someone whom Jesus cared about, someone who Jesus loved. As the Bible tells us, he loved him. His sisters sent for Jesus, In other words, they have a relationship close enough to him that if they sent word they needed him, he would come. But this is the opportunity that Jesus gets to share with them who he is. So let's look at it real closely in St. John chapter 11. And just for the sake of time, we'll start there at verse number 4. St. John chapter 11, verse 4. The Bible reads from the King James, "When Jesus heard that he said, 'This sickness is not unto death.'" In other words, they sent Jesus word that Lazarus was sick for him to come. And so he tells his disciples, "This sickness is not unto death." In other words, he was going to use this opportunity to show his power. A lot of times we, come by here, my Lord, come by here. Come by here, my Lord, come by here. We want God to show up. "I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour." We sing songs like that as if we can demand God's presence in our life right then and that very moment. But what we see here is there was a delay. And sometimes we pray, it's not that our prayer wasn't sufficient. It's not that our faith was wavering in God. But the situation didn't call for God to move then. A lot of times we want God to move at the sound of our beat. Amen. But God has his own sound. He beats his own drum. Amen. And he said, he already told us our thoughts are not his thoughts, nor our ways his ways. He already told us that his thoughts towards us are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give us an expected end. But every now and then, we think that God needs to move now. And if he don't move now, then he either don't want to do what we're asking him to do or something we've done wrong to cause him not to do. So you can imagine how Martha and Mary must have felt when they sent for Jesus and he did not come. But when you take close examination of the scripture, even if he had came when he first got the message, Lazarus still had been dead to show his full power and authority to go well beyond their superstitions. He waited there 2 days. So verse 4 again says, "And when Jesus heard that, he said, 'This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God.'" Sometimes our calamities in life, the things that we go through in life that we think are setbacks, we think that they are the end. And God said, "Those things are not for our death, but that the glory of God may be revealed in us." We must understand that in order for us to be more than conquerors, there must be things, events, opportunities that we actually conquer. We must actually overcome. We must actually persevere through some things. And so we must understand that, he said, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. So he already had a plan to use this, but it had a dual purpose. One, to cause them to have greater faith in him, but two, to put the plan of his crucifixion into motion. Amen, somebody. Verse 5 says, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Mary." Verse 6, "When he had heard thereof that he was sick, he abode there 2 days still in the same place." In other words, Jesus did not move when they wanted. He stayed. Why? because he knew that this was an opportunity for him to show himself stronger in their lives. Now, Jesus finally goes, he decides to go ahead and go after waiting 2 days. The disciples said, well, you know they're trying to hurt you there, Jesus. Are you sure you want to go? He said, well, Lazarus is asleep. And they said, well, if he's asleep, he'd be well. And he said to them, oh, they're still not understanding. That's to say, sometimes we're talking to God and God is talking back to us, and we still don't understand it. He's talking to them and he's telling them what's going on, but they still didn't understand. So he had to say it plainly to them, Lazarus is dead. Wow. Wow. And so around that 23rd verse, we pick up the scripture here, and Jesus, and so he said, so I must go to wake him up. And old Thomas, you know, we call him Doubting Thomas, he said, well, let's go die with Jesus. Go die with Lazarus. He didn't understand. Still missing the mark. In other words, sometimes we can be faithful in church, faithful in ministry, reading our word, and still miss the understanding of what God is saying and doing. So we have to be careful. But it's because there's some things that had to take place in order for God to fulfill the purpose in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. And so verse 25 says, I'm sorry, verse 23, he goes down and he gets there and he hears the mourners moaning with Martha as she's mourning the death of her brother. Now, he's been dead 4 days and he's in the tomb. And so his body is wrapped in grave clothing, not like it was when Jesus later on is anointed with ointment, but he's just wrapped with grave clothing. That means his body has already started to decay, and there's a smell that comes with a decaying body. So Jesus goes and says to her, thy brother shall rise. And she's stricken in grief. She's crying. And the people crying with him. And she said to him, Jesus said to her, I'm sorry, let's reopen this application here. And again, we're at John chapter 11, and we're reading there verse 23. Amen. And Martha says unto him, I know that he's going to rise. I know he's going to rise. And Jesus just told him, your brother's going to rise again. He's going to get up. Oftentimes we see verses that speak life in the Bible, but our mind don't see those verses speaking life to us right now. We think that those verses speak life to us in the hereafter, in the later on, in eternity, when many times those verses are there speaking life to us right now, speaking health to us right now, speaking victory to us right now. So this situation goes on where Martha says unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day, not today, but the last day, not even tomorrow or the next day, but in the last day. Verse 25, and Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. Now, he had to say that word because his disciples that are following him had to understand that he is the resurrection, because later on, they're going to be scattered. Later on, their faith is going to be challenged. Later on, they're going to be put at a position of total loss. That's right. Where they are just lost, because all of their hope is in that Jesus, this guy that they are following, is the Messiah. That this guy that they are following is going to restore Israel to its former glory. But because they didn't understand the scriptures, because they didn't understand the teachings of the prophet, they missed the teachings that said that he must be persecuted. They missed the teaching that said he was like a sheep, like a lamb led to slaughter. And so they missed these testimonials of the prophets that foretold what process Jesus was going to come through. So here it is, Jesus, again, he's talking to Martha. And he says unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he was dead. Somebody need to know. You may have felt dead in your sin. You may have felt like you failed God. You may have felt like you failed your family. You may feel like life is over. I want you to know that these words are speaking to you, not just in the last day at the resurrection when all life will stand before judgment, but it's speaking to you right here and right now. It says here that he that believeth in me who? Jesus. Though he were dead, though your life seemed to be failing, though your marriage seemed to be failing, though your career seemed to be failing, though things are not working out for your good, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I want to prophesy to somebody today that you in Christ shall live. I'm going to say it again. You in Christ shall live. There's a process to that. Not just you shall live, but you in Christ. Remember I talked about the chair a couple weeks ago. You have to rely in the chair is to apply the use of the chair. That means put yourself in it. So you must put yourself in Christ. And if you put yourself in Christ, though you were dead, yet shall you live. Verse 26. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Many heard Jesus say this and said, all have died. Who is this man that can say, though who believeth in him should never die? And many of us, we read that scripture and we think that physical death. But scripture tells us, say, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. They that die in Christ are merely asleep. Though their body is dead, yet their spirit man, that soul, is still alive. So he says, and whosoever liveth and believeth, that liveth is a continuation. See, it's live, and in the King James, that TH is like ING. It's a continuation. So that means you must stay in Jesus. Amen. Don't make the conscious decision to leave Christ. Amen. No one is strong enough to pull you away from Christ, because it's about your choice. So don't you choose to not no longer live in Christ. And whosoever, that's all of us, liveth and believeth. This is a combination. Not only must you live in Christ, but you must also believe continually. Amen. Don't allow the devil to steal your joy. Don't allow the devil to steal your hope. Don't allow people to make you think that the power of God was for yesterday. You must not only just live in Christ, but you must continually believe in him. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me being Christ, not Kenneth, shall never die. And then he asks her the question, believest thou this? So there's a question today for you, 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 and yes, you. Do you believe this scripture text? This is what it says. We read it plainly. Let's back up and reread it again from 25 to 6, 26. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Do you believe it? Do you believe this truth? And so if you believe this truth, then you must understand that your faith is all that matters here. Amen. Verse 27 says, and says, she said unto him, yea, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, I believe. Yes, she made that positive confession. But although she made the positive confession, there was a slight disconnect. So let's continue to read. She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, that means the anointed one, the Son of God, which should come into the world. She said, I believe the scriptures. I believe that you are him. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister strictly, saying, the master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she rose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. In other words, she moved from where she was and she went to where Christ is. A lot of times it's so important for you to get out of negative situations. She was in the place where the mourners was. She was in the place where people was part of a tradition of mourning for her loss. And there was nothing to speak of her happiness or speak joy, but they were mourning. So she moved and went to the place where Jesus is. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and that were with her in the house and comfort her, when they saw that Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goes to the grave to weep, that she's at a deep state of grief. They think that she's in a state of shock. And a lot of times people are not going to understand your praise in service. A lot of times people are not going to understand your hallelujah, your shout in the midst of your storm. You may be going through something, but there must be a praise on the inside. Like the songwriter said, there's a praise on the inside, and I got to let it out. A holler on the inside. There's something on the inside of you that understand weeping may endure, may endure for a night, but your joy cometh in the morning. And so then when Mary was come, where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. You ever had bad things happen to you, and you go to God the same way? Lord, if you was really with me, this shouldn't happen. You know, last year I had a real bad fall in June. June 8th. I can't even forget the date. June 8th of 2023, I fell 2 stories off a ladder. And that was a hard fall. That fall took long enough. It didn't take long, but it took long enough for me to have a whole conversation with the Lord and a whole thought. Amen. My first thought was, I can't go out like this. As I remember, Lord, you kept my brother when he fell from this height. And one word, Jesus. As I hit that ground and jumped straight back up. I tell a lot of people, the joy for me was that I got up. Yes, I was numb. Yes, I was in pain. But the fact that God allowed me to stand up, to get up. I didn't get mad at God because he allowed me to fall. I didn't get mad at God because it jeopardized my business at a stage where it was still growing, at a stage where I needed to continue to take care of those customers that I had. I didn't get mad at God because I now wasn't able to do the job that was putting food on my table, the job that was taking care of my utility bills and my mortgage, the job that I needed to pay for the very vehicle I bought for the job and the equipment that went along with that job. I was so thankful that he rose me up. He didn't allow me to stay down. And as I think back to that, regardless to all that I had to go through, from that point to this one, I rejoice because the worst didn't happen. The worst in my thoughts is I wouldn't be speaking to you live today. If you were hearing my voice today, it would be one of the earlier programs, or it would be a remembering Brother Six doing a reflection of my message from last year. Test 1, 2, 3. This is me live. My name made the woke list. This is 2024 in the month of March, the last day, which is the 31st. This is Resurrection Sunday. I am alive here today to say thank you, God. In spite of what took place. So we look at this verse here in 32. And when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet and said unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, so God does see our tears. He does understand it, even when they're misplaced. Saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her. He groaned in the spirit. He groaned. That means he was a little aggravated. In the spirit. And was troubled. And said, okay, I see y'all don't get it. Where have you laid him? So I want to say to somebody today that you had a dream that God gave you something. and something that you knew in your hearts of heart and your minds of mind that it was what God wanted you to accomplish. But obstacles and diversion came to hinder, to stop you from completing that assignment that you know God gave you. I want you to know today.
Amen.
I want you to know today, whatever that is, I want you to say, where have you laid it? Where's those business plan that you laid? Where are those business plans that God gave you for your own business deal? Where that business plan that God put in you that you know without a shadow of doubt, regardless of what other people see? Where have you laid the prophecies concerning your life? You've been
Where have you laid him?
Where have you laid those things of old that you know, that you know was God's gift to you?
Amen,
somebody. Where have you laid your hope? I'm talking to somebody today. I don't know who.
Amen.
But if you receive it, it'll bless you. Where
I receive
have
it.
You
Amen.
Laid
I receive it.
It.
I got it. Amen.
Where
thank you, Lord.
Where have you laid your faith? Some of you, your faith has been wavered, has been shaken. I want to say what Jesus said to Peter. Satan desire to have you and to sift you as wheat. But Jesus said these words to Peter, but I have prayed for you. Understand that we have an advocate with the Father named Jesus Christ. And he's constantly praying on our behalf. Glory to God. So I just want to know, where have you laid your faith? Where have you laid down? Where is that is dead now?
Yes.
They said unto him, Lord, come and see. In other words, I need you to get that thing, and this is the thing that we're going to pray about. This is the thing that we're going to bring before the Lord now. This is the thing that, Lord, shall this live? Glory to God. Like he back in the desert, he said, Son of Man, shall these bones live? He said, God, no. He said, speak to the bones. The valley of dry bones. You may be going through something right now.
Look at it.
But
the
I dare you begin to speak life to that dead situation.
Right.
The Bible says here, And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. I know you're trying to get God to see, but I dare you to take that situation and really put it before the Lord. Really
Hallelujah.
Begin to fast and
Hallelujah.
Pray about it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you.
I dare you
Thank
to
you,
really
God.
See
Thank
God
you,
with
Lord.
Your real and sincere
yes,
heart.
Lord,
here is what you gave me. It seemed to be
yes,
dead.
Lord.
Here's my hope. Here's my dream. Here's my ambition. Seems like I can't do this and I can't do that.
Devil, but
God,
thank you, Lord. Thank
the Bible
Jesus.
Records here, verse 35, Jesus wept.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus wept. One
thank
of the shortest
Father,
verses
God.
In the Bible, and Jesus wept. Why did he weep? One is that we come up with a whole lot of reasons. But one of the reasons why he weeped, he didn't weep because that he didn't know what was about to happen. What
flea
made
devil,
him weep is
devil,
our faith sometimes get so misplaced that we forget that
thank
he
you,
said,
Father God.
I am the resurrection.
Thank you, Father God.
That's what made him weep,
thank you.
That we thought. Trusting in him. We thought that there was no more hope. We
Lord.
Thought there was no more future. The only thing that can make him weak is when we start believing in him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Can you imagine if you was a parent and you had a child and the child said, Mama, you won't feed me. Daddy, you're not going to feed me no more, and start crying, and you were like, I got a refrigerator full of food. I got cabinets full of food. What you mean I'm not going to feed you?
Yes.
So his weeping was that you didn't believe that he is the great I am.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
So we see he says, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So he says, where have you laid him? Verse 35 says, Jesus wept. Verse 36 says, and it says, then said the Jews, behold, how he loved him. Wow. Sometimes people are far off can see God's favor on our life more than we do.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had somebody that you didn't think they was saved or really in the church, and you go to talking to them sad about your circumstance and your situation, and they tell you, here it is, a sinner tell you, don't worry about it, God got you. It's amazing how sometimes the world have more faith than we that call ourselves believers.
That's right. Right.
Lord, help us today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Verse 37. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? You mean to tell me Jesus could have stopped him from dying? Wow. They question it. Was he that powerful? Did he have that much of God power? Could he really have hindered the thief, the robber, who came to steal, kill, and destroy? Could he really have done that?
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave and a stone laid up. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. I want to speak to everybody that got a stony heart, that you've lost all hope. It's hard for you to listen to a preacher. It's hard for you to listen to messages of hope because somebody done got you not to believe in certain things concerning that made anything sound like prosperity, anything sound like overcoming. I want you to remove away that stone from your heart.
Thank you.
See, that cave you call your heart, it has all those negative emotions that's keeping you down. And I just want to remind you that over in Revelation, he said, if, this is conditional, if any man hear my voice. Now, actually start off, behold, I stand at the door of your heart knocking. In other words, God is already knocking. Christ is already knocking at the doors of your heart. At the sound of my voice now, Christ is knocking at your heart door. He said, if you hear my voice, in other words, if you hear me speaking to you, if you hear me trying to get in, if you hear me asking you to open up your life and allow me to come in, he said, I will come in and dine with you and you with me. In other words, because we are now family, we're going to break bread together.
Amen.
This was a cultural event. This meant I love you. This meant I cherish you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time, time he's sickest. Lord, by this time my marriage can't make it. We've been separated long too long ago. Lord, by this time my family can't come back together. They gone this way, I'm gone that way. Remove the stone. That stone of doubt. Remove the stone of doubt that says what God can and cannot do. Stop saying what God. Stop telling God what the issue smells like.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead 4 days. In their mind, after the fourth day, your body, your spirit have left completely your body. They some superstition was teaching that your spirit or your soul will linger around your body a few days. So he went beyond their superstition. So that now through their superstition, he's no longer lingering around. That means his soul has returned to the place where souls go. So she tell him, 4 days now he's gone. His body is decaying. That means the maggots, the worms, they're now eating his flesh. His flesh is now becoming, is turning back to the dust from which it came from. Verse 40, Jesus said unto her, I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe. I just want everybody to know that's hearing me right now that this is the word of Christ. Christ said I not unto you that if you wouldest believe.
Yes.
Just like the man whose daughter was dying. And he went and asked Jesus to come and heal his daughter. And Jesus said, I'll come. And the people came and said to him, trouble the master no more, for your daughter is dead. Well, he allowed this man to see a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. His daughter was 12 years. He saw something in similar stature, trouble. And this woman received her healing and became whole. He said, woman, thy faith hath made you whole. And he sees this miracle, but now he's hearing some bad news. Mind you, the weirds. Don't you bring me no bad news. He gets the bad news. She did. But Jesus said to him, believe only. And he turned to Jesus. He said, I believe, but help, Lord have mercy, my unbelief. In other words, I want to believe you with my heart. My hope is trying to gravitate to the possibility, but I cannot ignore what they're saying. And sometimes we can't ignore what the people are saying. That's when we have to say, Lord, help my unbelief. Help me to get above my haters. Help me to get beyond those that said I could never make it, that told me I would amount to be nothing, that I can't do it in this world on my own. Lord, help me. Help me get beyond this which is trying to hinder my faith. Help me, Lord. And so when you understand that the enemy wants to come in, he wants to come in and bring in a great disturbance. Jesus here, he said, I not unto thee? And we go back up a few verses, and he asked her, believe that I am the resurrection? She said, yeah, I believe. I believe you the Christ.
The problem is she didn't understand what all that meant. And a lot of times we don't understand all who Jesus is. And right here in verse 40, we hear he said, "I said I not unto you that if you would believe, you should see the glory of God." How many of you want to see the glory of God? How many of you really want to see God work in your life? How many of you are tired of the same old same? How many of you have heard the stories of Moses parting the Red Sea and delivering folks? Folks that got on the other side of their blessing and started complaining. And you like, what? Really? You was a slave and you free, now you're complaining, and in your mind you can't figure out why they going through that, and in your mind you say, "Lord, if you just deliver me." How many of you that heard those stories and you're tired of hearing these stories about yesterday miracles? How many of you ready to see a miracle in your life? How many of you ready to see a wonder in your life? How many of you ready to see God heal your body? How many of you ready to see God give you strength? Mm-hmm. How many of you ready to see God move on your behalf?
Me.
Amen.
That means you got to start listening to the mourners.
Yeah.
You
got to
stop singing that the body is already decayed. And then no matter what that's going on, what you need to see is the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the resurrector. The resurrection was an event, but he is the event.
He said, I am the
resurrection. We're talking about Easter. We're talking about the resurrection. We're talking about him getting up out of the grave. He said, I am the resurrection. And that's what we got to understand. When Moses he asked the Lord, he said, "They're going to ask me what's your name. They're going to ask me who you are. What shall I tell them?" He said, "Tell them I am that I am." And Jesus is saying to us today, "I am the resurrection." You need hope? I am hope. You need a new beginning? I am a new beginning.
All right, I claim it. Amen. Amen, Pastor.
Verse 41. Then they took away the stone. Then they took away the stone. In other words, here's the word of faith. Here's the word of faith. Jesus said unto her, "Said I not unto thee that if conditional is on me, it ain't on you no more, mama. You done raised me. It ain't on you no more, daddy. You done did your part. Well, I came from a broken family." That's all right. Many people have come from a broken family. But just because you came from a broken family don't mean you have to stay broken. If thou would believe. That's why the early church was called believers. They didn't go by all these titles that we have today. They were simply the believers. What did they believe? They believed the word of truth that Jesus died for your sins and got up with all power. Thou should see the glory. You're going to see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father." He's still doing the same thing he told us. When the disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples to pray." He said, "When you pray, pray, our Father." And he's teaching them now. He's saying, "Father, when we go to God, Father. In other words, let me make it simple. For every man that got children, we understand, especially them little girls, all they got to do is say daddy the right way. And the answer is yes before they finish the question. It's how you come to the God, how you come to him. Father, daddy, you come to him. Why? Because he's your source. You don't have resources that don't involve him. You're not looking for somebody else to do it if he can't. You know, the world say, if one won't do it, girl, shoot, another man will. And that's why you can't get your blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Because instead of you looking for the man, you try to follow a man.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting any man.
Amen.
Lord, help us today.
Yes, Lord.
And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. This conversation is really about my ears and your ears.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about this prayer was to include us in our faith elevation. This prayer was for them that were sitting in observation. Father, I thank you. In other words, I'm thanking you not for a dead situation, but I'm thanking you that you hear me. Ooh, glory to God. If you get this understanding, you'll stop being depressed. If you get this understanding, you'll stop being discouraged. If you get this, Father, I thank you that you hear me. Glory to God. The one thing that causes us to miss the mark is we don't think God hears us. We don't think that God is listening to us. We're so disappointed at ourselves for the things that we did not do. We think that we have let God down, and we don't even understand we never had the power to lift him up. It was his love that lifted him on the cross, not those nails. Everything in creation under his command, the very ore that made the nail had to pierce its curator. You think the nail did not want to do that? You think the nail, an inanimate object, did not want to damage its source of existence? You think the wood, the tree, the bark that supported him, you think it wanted to be the cause of his blood dripping to the ground? Matter of fact, the cow that was killed, or the beast that was killed to make the leather whip, the skin from the beast, you think it wanted to pierce his skin? But all of these things had to happen just so you and I can be free, so that you and I can be reunited, like the song says. Reunited, and it feels so good. Reunited back to the Father. That when we cry, Father, thank you that you heareth me. And not just hear me now, but you hear me always. That's what a relationship is with God the Father. See, God is not this cosmic creature so far off in the universe that he has no idea of what his creation is doing. And we just go through rituals to make ourselves feel good. No, he is not that. God the Father is the one that took time to plan out a human existence. Because the Bible said, before the foundation of the world, Christ died. Always in the plan. Read the text, preacher. Verse 42, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by. Now y'all know the preacher ain't just making up something. Because of the people that standing here, I say it that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. I dare you to demand your hope, that thing that died, your broken heart, your broken ambition. I dare you to identify your source of your negative dispositions, the thing that you think had died, a part of you that makes you really enjoy life. I dare you, with the authority of God, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth bound. And he that was dead came forth bound. Your vision, your dreams, you know, Habakkuk 2, write the vision, make it plain. I told y'all, many of y'all wrote your vision. You didn't write God's vision. I'm not talking about your vision. I'm talking about God's vision. Remember, yes. Habakkuk 2, before you get 2 and 2, you got to get the 2 and 1. 1 come before 2. Read verse 1 before you jump on verse 2. Put yourself in a place where you're connected to God. Father, that means you done humbled yourself. How you humbled yourself? Thank you for hearing me. And the verse says, he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes. In other words, two things that for observation here. One, Jesus had to identify Lazarus, because had he only said come forth, everything in the grave under the sound of his voice would have got up. Because he is the resurrection and life. So he had to be specific. He had to be sure he identified the one that is dead, that was dear to him, that he wanted to live. You and I must identify the one problem that's keeping us from living.
Amen.
So that it should come to the forefront. And it may come to the forefront bound in grave clothing, hand and foot. But read all the text. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said, who said it? Somebody say Jesus said.
Jesus
said unto them, everything that, in other words, all of those that's connected to your vision. I want you to listen to me real well. Everybody that's close enough to making your vision purpose to come free, this is what Jesus said. Jesus said unto them, them being the ones close enough to put their hands on it, them being the ones close enough that have strength and knowledge to make a difference. Loose him and let him go. And what I'm speaking to you today is, you better speak to that negative thing that's trying to kill you, kill all your dreams, all your ambitions, kill the prophecy of God in your life. I want you to command it. Loose him and let it go in the name of Jesus. I command my future to be loose and let go. I command my future to come forth and fulfill that which God has said concerning me. You got to speak your position.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. That's what's going to make the world believe that you got Jesus for real. When they see him working in your life.
Yes, Lord.
That's what's going to make a difference in the world. When people see God in you.
Amen.
And this is the reason the Pharisees began to plot to kill Jesus. He done did it now.
Amen.
He done took one from the grave. Oh, grave, where's thy sting? Oh, death, where is thy sin? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Oh, he done shed it down now. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Amen.
It may be formed, but it shall not prosper. Shall not fulfill what it was intended to do.
Amen. I receive that.
The devil meant it for bad, but God meant it for your good.
Amen.
I dare you to take a page out of Joseph's book. Joseph, 17 years old, loving God, betrayed by his own 10 older brothers, sold into slavery, taken away from his family and his culture and his country, taken to a foreign land where he had to learn the language in order to survive. But yet, everything he put his hands on, he did it as unto the Lord. And because he did it to serve God, what he touched prospered. And they recognized his wealth, his worth. You don't have to tell nobody you good. Just do good.
Amen.
We
Jesus said, the highlight of this verse is John chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. Father God, we thank you for this word on today. There's much more that can be added to this. But Lord God, I think this is a point where we can put a pen in and just say thank you. Thank you for allowing Jesus to be the resurrection and the life. So that which is dying in us can live again. And the life that we have can be fulfilled because of who he is. Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So today we speak our life in abundance according to God's will to one of us. And Lord God, as Jesus told Peter, when you are converted, go and strengthen your brethren. God, as you convert us, as you transform our mind and understanding, help us to go back and to look back to see who or whom we can help also, that they too may enjoy the promises of yours in their lives.
Yeah.
For your promises are yea and amen. And for this, Father, thank you again for hearing us today. Amen and amen. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I encourage you today that he is the one that you want in your life to be your Savior. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And you today, after hearing the message of Jesus, if you want him to be your personal Lord, your personal Savior, he will do that. Romans 10, 9 and 10 tells us these words, that if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your own heart that God has raised him from the dead, you, mister, you, ma'am, shall be saved. How? For with the heart, man, you, ma'am, you, sir, believeth unto righteousness. That's a continuation.
Yes.
You believe it. I mean, there's a process of your growth in God. There's some things that you have to give up that God will help you through the Holy Spirit. So with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, that means you got to talk this thing. You can't be no private Christian. With the mouth, confession is made into salvation. Confession. That means you must confess Christ. If you are ashamed to confess him, then he won't confess you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name. So to say, Lord Jesus, hear my sinner. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. And I'm asking you, who got up with all power in your hands of life and death, to come and help me in this life. Save my soul. Don't allow me to burn in a devil's hell. Convert me the way you want me to be converted. Give me the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher on righteousness. And God, as you do it, I'll be ever mindful to tell the world what you are doing in my life. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen and amen. If you say that prayer a minute in your heart, if you ask God to come into your heart and live there through Jesus Christ, he'll do it. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things become brand new. Today, you are brand new in Jesus. Glory to God. I wish Evangelist Clayton was on the line so we could have some old-fashioned church. Amen. I'd have stirred up with a song, but amen. I'm going to release the mic back into the hands of those in charge of the program on today. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. That was a good message there, Pastor Bonnet, and I appreciate that, especially talking about those who have their little tongues that rise up against you. It may not prosper eventually. Sooner or later, it will come to naught, no matter what they may say. It kind of reminds me of one of the Ranger Bill episodes. I might decide to just do it, even though no one has requested it as of yet. It's one that calls, it's entitled, Tell Me a Story.
Uh-huh. All right.
It's a real good one.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, that means you might need to play that because somebody may just need to hear it.
Yep.
Amen. On that program. Amen.
Yep. So might have to just put that in the roster for being played. Like I said, we've been taking requests for a particular Ranger Bill episodes for anybody, any of the little ones out there, or even if you're young at heart, if you wish to get yours in. Six already got his favorite request in, so we're going to put that in the roster. So any of you else that have been listening and got a favorite, let us know. We'll get it in there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Time with you, just give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion.
Religion.
Give me that old time religion.
Religion.
It's good enough for me. It's good enough for my mother. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for my mother. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion.
Religion.
Give me that old time religion.
Religion.
Give me that old time religion.
Religion.
It's good enough for me. It's good enough for my father. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for my father. Is good enough for me.
It's good enough for
me. It's good enough for my father. It's good enough for me.
It's good enough for me.
Give me that old time
religion.
It's good enough for me. Now give me that old time
religion.
Give me that old time
religion.
Give me that old time.
It's good enough for me. Amen. Now, where else can you hear a song like that? Where else can you hear a remix like that? Only on the Six Eyes Radio Network for this Resurrection Sunday, March 31st, 2024. Amen. Amen.
Nothing but the blood of
Jesus.
I give glory, I give honor to our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit on this beautiful Resurrection Day. Amen. When He rose again, I tell God thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on, please. Who's ever making noise, stop it. Thank you.
Amen. But he's worthy to be praised. Pastor Barnett, what a magnificent message today. Because truly, 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 it is a wake-up. Is it a wake-up for God's children, God's people? Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. And he didn't only die for just one. He died for the whole wide world. And he rose again. Mm-hmm. And I heard you talk about the weeping. Amen. To God be the glory. Said, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But one thing for sure and two things that we learned on this journey that we're on, no matter what our age is, we learned that he gave up the ghost on behalf of us. He could have came down at any time, but he already knew the process. Amen. And he already knew, you know, that he would rise again, you know. And when some of us didn't realize or didn't know that he had all power in his hands, he have given us power, amen, to serpent over the trick of the enemy, has given us power. But we take it lightly. We take his words lightly, and I'm so grateful for all that you brought out today, because truly, if there is a time that we should realize, amen, can't nobody do us like Jesus. Can't nobody hold us like Jesus. Can't nobody wrap us like Jesus can. Can't nobody deliver us. And can't nobody save us like he does, because he's able to do all things above all that we ask or we think. Amen. To God be the glory. And how they done our Father, even when they said the Messiah was not who he was. He said, I am who they said I am. Who do you say that I am today? Who do you say that Christ is today, amen, in our life, you know? So we can make our mouth say so much, but the life that we live is not our own. The love that we give is not our own. We belong to Christ Jesus. We were bought with a price. We had an intercessor that went before us to intercede on behalf of us to the Father, amen. His son intercedes on behalf of you and I today. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that he gave up the ghost for us, because none of us, no matter Adamon, no matter our children, our grandchildren, none of us would have done what he did. Amen to God. Because we would have been rolling our eyes, and we would have been rolling our lips. Amen. And we would have been talking under our lips. Amen. I ain't getting with them now. I ain't getting my daughter. I ain't getting my son. I ain't getting this. But he did. Hung, bled, and died. Paid the ultimate price for us. For us, that we may have a right to the tree of life, eternal life. If we shall live again. You believe that you shall live again. I heard the Pastor Bunny said, If you believe, do you truly believe today that he is who he say that he is?
Yes.
In our life, we got to know without a doubt. Amen. It's time to come off the playground, grown folks, grown women, grown men. Put on your big girl pants. Amen. To God be the glory. Uh-huh. Tighten up your belts. Put your belt
you
on
go.
And tighten up your trouser. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Because it's time. Time is sure enough winding up. You hear
yes,
so much you've been hearing for a long time. But look all around you. Look all around you. How changes. Time has brought about a change in all of our life. What a profound message today. If we do not capitalize on this message today, hell is where we're going to lift our eyes if we don't get this thing right. We got so much animosity fighting against each other.
Uh-huh.
So much devastation, so much death, so much pain, so much arrogance, so much jealousy, so much envious, so much.
Uh-huh.
But we forget about who hung and bled and died on that cross that you and
I
are dead here today. If he had not a did, where you and I would be today, wouldn't be no us. Wouldn't be none of us. Wouldn't be none of us. Wouldn't be none of us. But he knew. He knew Amen. And I heard your pastor talk about the tears. And don't you know that those tears, God holds our tears in the form of his hands. Every teardrop that forms in the well of our eyes, God takes those tears, and he's so hurt and he's so painful because he looks into those tears and see the pain that subsided out of his daughter and his son's eyes. He holds those tears and he massages those tears. Those tears that formed in the well of our eyes mean something. It means something to Christ.
Yes, Lord.
It means something. Don't you know that God sees those pain. He sees the pain that's in those tears. And sometimes we wipe those tears because we don't want nobody to see our tears. We don't want nobody to see that we've been crying. We don't want nobody to see that we've been wailing and going through. God is amazing. He's an on-time God. Amen. May not come when you want to, but we got to drink of that water, that living water. That living water, we got to drink of his living water.
Uh-huh.
Got to drink of his Holy Spirit. And we got to hold fast to God's unchanging hand. I pray that we capitalize on what has been said today. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. He says it every day. But man done got where they wait to one day of the year, Easter, one day at the end of the year, watch night service, you know, and they think it's all about them. But it's all about Christ Jesus. It's all about our Father, which art in heaven. He teaches how to pray. You ain't got to have no extravagant prayer. The disciples asked him, Lord, teach us how to pray.
Yeah.
Teach us how to pray. I heard Pastor Bunny say, pray in this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. In any prayer, you got to feel that in thy will be done, not our will, but his will be done in our life.
Yeah.
God ain't waiting on nobody, no matter who he is. Age, race, creed, national origin, time ain't waiting on nobody. It's time that we get this thing together, get this thing right. United we stand, divided that we're going to fall. Amen. And we don't pull together and stop fighting against one another. If you can't love your brothers and sisters here on earth, how can you say that you love our Father, which is in heaven? And the truth is that is. Pastor Bonnie, thank you so much for that profound message today. You know, the songwriter said, wade in the water. Wade in the water. Amen. We got to come to Amen for his amazing grace. How sweet it sounds that he saved wretches like you and I. Once was lost, but now we're found. We got to put our hands in God's hand. Precious Lord, take my hands and lead me on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I give God the glory. Pastor Bonnie, thank you for the message. I just listened. I listened because that message got down on the inside of my sanctification. And I give God the praise. Y'all better give God what is due to him. Stop playing, stop procrastinating, stop perpetrating. Give God
Hallelujah.
I have completed. I give God the glory. Thank you for the message today.
I saved your name.
He has risen.
The blood of Jesus.
I was blind, but now
I see.
We got to call on the name of Jesus. Can't call on Barnabas. Amen. You better call on Jesus. I'm completed. God bless you, Pastor Barnabas. God bless each and every one of you on this beautiful Resurrection Sunday. Amen.
Thank you. God bless the woman of God. Amen. Amen. Anyone else have a takeaway?
Thank you, Father God.
Anyone else have a takeaway of today's message?
Yes. Yes, thank you, Father God. Yes. There was so much out of that message that I got. And I refrained.
Yes.
And as I was, as you were talking, and I'm praying to God, and I'm seeing the devil flee at the sound of my voice. Every time that devil hung up the phone and left. Every time. So I thank you, God, because you are hearing. You are hearing my prayers, Father God. Let the enemy not attack us. Let the one who needs to have discernment to see, Lord. Whether blind or not. Father God, give him the discernment to see the devil, to see the one that keeps coming in, to destroy. Father God, give him that vision that he needs to understand and see. Lord God, let him see that devil. Let him see that devil who comes in. I have fought for 7 years. In protection, because I care, because I love God, and I got to give it to you now. So, Father God, today I'm releasing everything to you, Father God. Today is my last day as the manager of Six Eyes Radio Network, Father God. Today I am done. I'm releasing this to you, Father God, and I'm going to follow what I have put down and put on the back burner. I thank you, Father God, for all my tears, all my talents, I mean. And thank you for giving me the education that I need. Thank you for the discernment that you have given me, Father God. Thank you for the lessons. Thank you for the message Pastor Bonnet preached today, because it was so in alignment with what my spirit was feeling. It was to release it all. Give it back to you, God. I can't do any more, so I have to give it to you, God, to handle this situation. So today, I will come and visit, but I am no longer the manager of Six Eyes Radio Network. I cannot do any more. Only you, God, I release it to you. God, you only know how deep my heart is hurting right now. Not only about this situation, but about my mother. At this point, I got to turn back to evangelism, turn back to my gifts, my talents, and my craft. And let you lead me, Father God, because I can't do any more. When I allow the devil to bring out the worst in me, I have to give it back to you. I'm stepping back, because that is not my character. That is not how I was raised. So, Father God, I give it back to you. I give it totally back to you. And I am done. With that, I am complete.
Amen.
One thing about it. Let me say this. One thing about it. Thank you for your time with Six Eyes Radio Network. Six Eyes Radio Network will continue. Just know that.
Amen.
Love you all. Happy Resurrection Day.
Amen.
One monkey don't stop no show.
Amen. Amen. We want to tell God, there's a right way that we can do all things.
All things.
And the enemy have a way of coming in to bring.
Definitely wasn't the place.
Discord.
Non-professionalism,
so,
right there.
The enemy will come in to try to bring in discord to the brotherhood. And what we would do at this time, and I know it's in order because prayer is always in order, The Bible said when you have a brother or sister that's taken in a fault, you that are spiritual, restore.
That's right.
And y'all heard me teaching on this before. Restoration is the job of the believer. And many times in life, we all will go through a season of burnout, and we'll go through a season where we have feel like we have been sold out or abused. And it's not that we don't love God. It's not that we don't love what we were doing or the people we was with. But pressure has a way of coming in and giving a negative disposition on things that are naturally difficult. The Bible says they that live godly shall suffer persecution. It simply applied that everything that we try to do in the name of God, we go back and we read Matthew chapter 5, we get the Beatitudes. And if you read the Beatitudes, amen. Matter of fact, I'm going to just read it. There ain't no sense in me talking about it. Let's see what Jesus said. I mean, Matthew chapter 5, verse number 3.
Uh-huh.
It says this, plain and simple. Blessed are the poor in spirit.
Uh-huh.
That word poor does not mean poverty.
That's right.
Blessed
That's right.
are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Uh-huh.
Blessed are they that mourn, for
That's
they
it.
Shall be comforted.
Uh-huh.
And we will go through a mourning period, because God already told us in Ecclesiastes, for everything there is a time and a season.
And a season. Uh-huh.
So blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. The question is, what are we mourning? Martha was mourning the death of her brother.
That's right.
We should
that's
mourn
right.
the death of everybody that we know that's not saved, because they're the walking dead. We should mourn the death of our brothers and sisters whose visions are failing. We should mourn those things. Why? Because those are the things we need to be praying and interceding on to God on that behalf. So blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth.
Uh-huh.
Blessed
uh-huh.
are they which do, listen, blessed are they which do. That's what you do, not what you say. Hunger and thirst after righteousness.
That's right. That's right.
Why am I doing what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
Am I doing it for you, or
mm-hmm.
am I doing it for him?
Mm-hmm.
So blessed
mm-hmm.
are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness.
That's right.
For there shall be feel. Blessed are the merciful. We're going to have mercy. That means just because I feel offended don't mean I have to be offensive. So blessed are the merciful, for they shall attain mercy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Blessed are the pure in heart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, David said, because he knew who can know the heart of man, for the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who know it? So he said, create in me a clean heart. and renew the right spirit within me. So that's the only way my heart can be pure, if God make it clean.
That's right.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So that's a conversation between God and you about your heart. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. I know I'm a child of God.
Yes.
Because I'm always seeking peace amongst the brethren.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And because of that, I am called a child of God.
Verse 2.
Blessed. And all of these are past tense. Blessed. Edie. Happied. So, blessed are they which are persecuted for what? Righteousness.
Namesake.
So blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness. For what? Righteousness. Well, what make me right? Only thing that makes me right is when it line up and agrees with God. Period. So, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
Jesus started his message, his missionary journey, with repentance, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So blessed are ye when men shall revile. That's an ugly word, revile. That's a reproach, you know. When men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all matter of evil, what? Against you, falsely. So you can say some things about me that's evil, but if it's true, it's true. But if it's false, I don't have to say a word.
Absolutely.
Because a lie can never live. Beyond the truth.
Amen.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and shall persecute you and shall say all matter of evil against you falsely for my sake. Not for your sake, my sake, his sake. This is Jesus saying. Then here's the command. Rejoice. What? Wait a minute, Jesus. You just said blessed, which means happy. It deals with completion and happiness or fulfillment. So you telling me I should be fulfilled and blessed, I should be happy when men revile me, when men persecute me, when they say all manner of evil against me, falsely, for your sake. So Paul and Silas and Peter and them, when they were locked up in jail, locked up in prison, for preaching the gospel, they began to sing songs in the prison, rejoicing that they were being persecuted, not for running their fishing business, not for trying to sell tents in this country or that country, not trying to start a school here or there, but for preaching the gospel of Jesus. He says, they rejoice. And so much that they will be found worthy to be persecuted in the name of the Lord. See, that's something we can't do today because we have very hard for us to do because our hearts and our minds have gravitated to the cares of this world. That's why he said, if we are to be his disciples, we must reject ourselves. Not just others. Because me will get in the way. My greatest enemy is the enemy. It's not you. Even if you're the devil. My greatest enemy is the enemy. Verse 12, rejoice and be exceedingly. That's abundantly. That's extra overflowing. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward where? In heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. In other words, my measuring stick is as a servant of God, a messenger of God, have I gone through the things that the other men and women of God gone through for the sake of God. Then I can rejoice because I'm in good company.
Amen.
He has risen.
Amen.
They lied on him. He had a kangaroo court. They held court at nighttime where they persecuted him.
Yes,
so when they presented him
yes.
before the people, he was already beaten as if he deserved that.
Yeah.
And the same people who he fed, who he healed, who he delivered, the same ones began to say, crucify, crucify. So today is and tomorrow is gone. And that's why it's so important that the promise live. And the promise comes from God. The promise must live. The promise. Let me die. Paul said, I die daily. Why did he say that? He said, when I would do good, evil was present.
Evil was always present.
And so much that the thing that I wanted to do, I didn't do. And the thing that I did not want to do, that is the thing that I did. He said this about him. Now, we're talking about Paul, who's a credit for giving us two-thirds of the New Testament. He said, oh, wretched man that I am. Paul, that word wretched is a very strong word. But he was educated, so I know he know what wretched means. He said, oh, wretched man, not Yahla. He said that I am. Why?
Amen.
Because there's two natures battling within me. One of good and another of evil. Y'all heard the proverb about the two natures in a person. One was a wolf. And they want to know which nature would live. And it's obvious. It's the one you feed. Most of us, we have no problem with eating our flesh. Most of us. We have no problem with me, myself, I. We feed that constant because it's about me. What about me? Why not me? Stop lying on me. That's what it's about. But where is the yes, Lord, yes to your way, yes to your will, yes to trusting you, yes to obeying you? Oh, you need somebody, Lord? I'll go. Send me. What, Lord, can I do that for you? Lord, should I do that? See, we do a lot of moving before we ask God a question. You know, we get married and we didn't ask God, God, is this okay? We build businesses and we don't ask God, God, is this okay? We do all of these things and we don't ask God a question into trouble. And once trouble comes, then we say, why, Lord? And the Lord saying, why not? I told y'all, James said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. I'm not lying on James. Let me go to it. Let's see exactly what James said. James told us that, and wrong way. James chapter 1.
Yep, James chapter 1 is where that's at.
James said, James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, now he's talking here in essence to the entire body of Christ. And so James says, my brethren, count it. That means consider. Pay attention to. Make recognition of. Okay? Count it all. Not some. Count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. Why? Knowing this, that the trying of your faith, every one of us are being tried in our faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's this whole Christian journey.
Pastor Bonnet, can you tell me what
Jesus said? James chapter 1.
Uh-huh.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
2-3.
Got it. Thank
knowing
you.
This, that trying of your faith worketh. The word work is effort or accomplish or achievement. So this is going to achieve when you fall into divers temptation. This is going to achieve something. What is it going to achieve? Patience. Lord, I've been waiting. Job waited a mighty long time. Matter of fact, I think if I did the math correct, Job was in bondage 14 years. Something like that. 14, 19, 14. Almost 20 years he was in bondage. away from his family before the famine came. He was mistreated, misused, lied on for working hard, for obeying his daddy, for being loved by his daddy. And all he did was shared his dream with his siblings. That's all he did. Search the scriptures. They hated him because God gave him a dream. It didn't say that God didn't give them a dream. It simply said that they hated him. This young boy whose mom died in childbirth, I mean, giving birth to his younger brother, his mother dead now, his father tried to comfort him and give him a present that's different from everybody else's. And he's hated because of it. And spend nearly 20 years. He spent almost 20 years in slavery and bondage because of hatred, not because he did nasty things, lied or cheated, but all because he was trying to obey God, because he was trying to live up to his older brothers. You know, that's what younger brothers do. They look up to big brother. But big brothers have a tendency at many times, ask David. David was told to take some food to his brothers and collect their money and bring it back home and give his daddy a report. And he obeyed his daddy. He left the sheets with an attendant, and he went and did what his daddy told him to do. And his brothers see him. What are you doing here? Can't you see this plate of food I got for you? What you mean what I'm doing here? I mean, you just down here because you want to see the battle. What battle? Y'all standing on this side of the line while the enemy is taunting you about the God that you say you love. You ain't said nothing back to the man who's telling you your God ain't nothing. But I'm in the wrong? Because just want to bring you some food. Matter of fact, I look around and see all of y'all scared to speak up that say you love God, that you are in God's army. I'm fighting for the Lord. You know, now, are you really on the battlefield fighting for the Lord? Or are you on the sideline being a temporary cheerleader for the Lord? Fan. You know, that's what fans and the fans do. And David had to fight for real. He had to fight a man as a boy because the men was afraid. In this world, we're all going to be faced with our individual challenges. And we must decide to rise up and meet the challenge.
Amen.
Because if we don't rise up, whatever enemy we supposed to overcome, we won't. There's another thing. I think it's in Proverbs 6. I done started a couple messages, so I ain't starting nothing. I'm obeying the Lord. Amen. Amen. Missionary Ken, where is that? 7 things that the Lord hates.
Proverbs.
I know it's in Proverbs.
Yeah,
that Proverbs, one I'm not sure about exactly.
Six and 16. I was in the right.
There it is.
I just had to go further down. These 6 things does the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Thank God for this holy day. Father, we thank you, Lord God. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord God, that you got up on that third day with all power in your hand. Lord God, we just thank you right now, Father God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We just thank you for being who you are, unique in all your ways. Amen. There's none like you. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 says, these 6 things, these. If we ever question the emotion status of God, how he feel about a thing, well, he tells us here, Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 16. These 6 things does the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That's Jehovah. Amen. Hate. Not dislike. Hate. Yea, 7 are an abomination. Now, an abomination is something that is disgustable. Okay? It is considered wickedness. Okay? So, yea, 7 are an abomination unto him. Him who? The capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. A proud look. Wow. That's the first one on the list. What kind of look? A proud look. Don't mean you can't take pride in doing something. But this proud look means you think it's all about you and you did it with no one to help. Mm-hmm. A lying tongue. Ooh. What is that, brother preacher? The tongue that don't tell the truth. Hands that shed innocent blood. And heart that devises wicked imaginations. Your heart that keep thinking wicked deeds and thoughts surrounding people and things. Feet that be swift in running to mischief, always looking for the next thing. Ooh, what happened? Always going for mischief. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. God says it's an abomination for us to sow discord in fellowship amongst other believers. To sow it now. I mean, you took a seed and you planted it. And every seed that is planted in the ground has to grow. And that seed of discord will grow. And what it will produce, it will not produce unity. the Bible says where God sees unity, there he commands to bless them. Now, I said more than enough. I supposed to be getting ready to go. We got a family ordeal. Selling, shipping together. And I sat here and talked and talked and talked. But guess what? Y'all family too.
Amen.
And we still got to do Bloodhound yet.
Amen. My son, keep thy father's commandment.
Commandment. That's right.
And forsake not the law of thy mother.
Mm-hmm.
The father is source. The mother is what nurture you.
That's good.
Now you figure out what that means.
That's right. That's right.
God bless his truth.
Bless you too, Pastor Barnett.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Wow. Amen.
So are we ready for the Bloodhound, everybody?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here it is. Let's see who's got their sniffer working good today.
This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you.
And how much did he love us? Think about that. And we'll hear that one more time. Amen.
This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you.
And you know this, he said, it's his commandment that we love one another. And we'll hear that one more time for our listeners' sake.
This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you.
I got it.
Amen. Oh.
All right.
John 15:12.
John 15:12 it is.
That is correctly.
Amen.
Good job.
Kind of fits in line with Pastor Bonnet was saying there. So yeah, kind of amazing that it falls right in line with what he was saying. Amen. All right. And here's the verse you all got to sniff out by next week.
Lest I be full and deny thee, and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain.
Ooh, so we find here we shouldn't be stealing, which is one of the Ten Commandments. All right, we'll hear that again.
Lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain.
Also, we find the second of the Ten Commandments in there is taking the name of the Lord God in vain, which is a definite ouch. And we'll hear that one more time for our listeners' sake.
Lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain.
And that's what you gotta sniff out by next week. Amen.
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 Amen. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is popcorn night. Remember, we ask you to pop your favorite popcorn. Now, yeah. You can be like me, pop it on the stove yourself, or you can go and buy, you know, one of the many name brands of microwave popcorn with different flavors. But pop your favorite popcorn. And while you're popping your favorite popcorn, put in mind your favorite verse of scripture.
Amen.
What it is and what it means to you.
That's
right. Tomorrow night, we're asking everyone that named the name of Christ as their Savior, that would turn it, tune in on the line, to give us the one or two verses of your favorite scripture.
Amen.
Now, don't give away, give the book. Amen. You don't have to prove to us that you can read the Bible.
That's
but
right.
Give us your favorite scripture and tell us what it means for you or means to you.
Amen.
And as you do that, we're definitely going to be grateful for you sharing your faith with us. Peter told us to be always ready to give a answer for the reason and hope that lies within us.
Amen.
I won't be giving my favorite, although my favorite is Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given to you. You shall find, knock and the door shall be open.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the first verses I remember outside of the Lord's, the 23rd Psalm. And, but I will be sharing something that's supposed to be shared along with the resurrection. And we're supposed to talk about this person as a memorial, a memory of this person. And the thought would simply be, he's worth it for me.
Lovely. Amen.
He's worth it to me. He's worth it to me. Because they said, why are you using this? This can be done for that. This is so much. This is too much. You know, so people tell you, you're too saved. People tell you, you're too holy. People tell you, you're too much of a Christian. But when you were out there living for the devil, they didn't tell you you were too... They didn't tell you you were too holy.
They didn't tell you that, did they?
They didn't tell you you were too drunk. They didn't tell you you were too high.
Come on.
They didn't tell you you were too this and that.
That's it.
Amen. I'm going to stop.
Amen. That's it.
So that'll be my portion. So tune in if you dare. Amen. Tune in. Amen. I hear that distinguished gentleman voice in the background. How you doing, sir?
Blackley. You talking about
the Blackley.
I thought I heard his voice.
You did hear. Mr. Lockley? Are they on mute?
Let's see. Give me just a moment. Okay, they never pressed the one.
So sorry.
Mr. Lockley.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Y'all didn't press the one.
Look, I know I heard his voice, so I
heard it.
Look, I know I heard it. I ain't on the board today, so I'm not on the board today, but I know I heard his voice.
Amen. Amen.
But the mic was closed, so that was God letting you hear that.
Thank you, Lord.
Unless you heard it through Evangelist Clayton.
Amen.
I heard
Amen.
It before. That's all I know.
That's it.
I know is I heard his voice. Now,
Amen.
How I heard it, we ain't got no testimony on that. I'm just testifying that I heard it.
I understand
it's supernatural, natural, unnatural. I just say I heard it.
That's right. Amen.
I heard the distinguished gentleman. Amen.
That's what it is. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
See, there it is. I knew it. I heard him say amen. I heard him several times.
Wow.
I heard him earlier when I was reading the scripture.
You say it. You gotta say it. That's the spirit of love.
Hello, Evangelist Clayton. Happy resurrection.
Now I know I'm a prophet, and I know God let me hear stuff that the other folks don't hear because I don't have people catch me out the church and say why you repeated my whole prayer. I mean, okay, you might talk to the Lord.
I know that's my pastor, oh, right?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
God is
good.
Yes,
he is.
Yes, he is. I know he real, though. He done did too many things. Too many.
Too many.
Marvel.
Because y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to have to put y'all on hold. I got to make a call, but I'm going to come back online because we got something going on in a few minutes, and I got to make a call. I'll be back online.
Bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Excuse me, y'all, but I'm trying not to be unprofessional, but I just want to let y'all know I was here. But I'm going to excuse myself for a second, and I'll come back online.
You may not be able to, Mrs. Bonnet, because we're in the bonus hour, and they may not let you back on.
I'm not going to hang up. I'm just going to put y'all on hold.
Amen.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Yes, ma'am. I love Lady Bonnet.
I do too.
Not saying
we don't love you, Pastor Bonnet.
Listen, all I was gonna ask y'all is y'all want me to pack a suitcase for a week or two?
You can. We got her.
Let her come down there. give us something to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We need to be at the round table with you all this afternoon, Pastor Bonnet.
We're gonna be at my nephew's house. Well, about 20 of us or so, I guess.
That's good.
Yeah. We did the pinto beans.
That's what we bring.
Yeah, we brought about 3 pounds of pinto beans with the smoked turkey leg and neck bone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I hear you over there.
Well, I would not be surprised. Blog Talk is going to cut us pretty soon because we're past the bonus hour.
Yes. Amen.
We are definitely
past our time.
But God bless you all. I enjoyed you all tremendously. Always enjoy the word of God.
Amen. Y'all just keep praying. Y'all keep praying for the preacher. Yeah.
Amen.
Of course.
Good,
amen.
Now, I did say P-R-A-Y and not P-R-E-Y. I don't want no misunderstandings.
I got you.
I don't want no misunderstandings.
Yes, indeed. I know that's right.
So I need your P-R-A-Y.
Yes, we got this.
Yeah.
We got it.
Amen. And the old folks used to tell us, and if you ain't got nothing good to say about me, don't say nothing at all.
Don't say nothing at all. Don't say nothing at all.
Just tell the Lord, well, you get it. A little short self.
That's it. That's it.
Y'all do it that way. Because I don't mind it that way. I'm like David. Lord, you judge me. Don't let my enemy judge me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because your judgment is going to have mercy. My enemy is not going to have no mercy. Y'all can judge me, but I let him do
Amen.
It. Please let him do it. Please let God judge me. I can find some mercy there.
Well, you know what they say, only God can judge you.
Yeah.
Only God can judge me.
People can judge you and
don't matter.
Scandalize your name but
don't matter.
I need God's judgment because God's judgment always bring about righteous standing. So he ain't gonna just judge me and leave me out there wrong.
No,
he's gonna judge
right.
me and direct me to right. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
You know. Let y'all talk about me. Y'all gonna talk about me. Ain't gonna help me. Gonna let me stay out there looking like bozo on the clown.
Yeah, put
you. You know, I ain't another popular clown to be like. Don't let me be like the unpopular clown.
I know that's right. Yeah, you. Amen. Well. Amen.
Well, you all take care. God bless everyone.
Let us love one another. Let us love one another as Christ has loved us. Let
Amen.
Us love. Thank you. That of bitterness instead of hatred. Let us love
Amen.
One another. Love conquers.
God bless you.
You all too. Love you all.
Amen.
All right. God bless and love everyone. Happy Resurrection Day.
Amen.
And stay.
Happy Easter.
Happy Resurrection Day to everyone. Enjoy your evening. We're going to look our heads up towards the hills. We're going to look up towards the hills because I have come from the Lord.
Oh, love
you,
Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, God. We come humble as we know how, God, to close this service out, God, like no other. But, Lord, we're going to look to the hill to which has come all of our help. And, Lord, for you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son for each and every one of us, God. And, Lord, help us to love like you, God. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, to push forward, Father God, and not back us, Lord. But, God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise, God. But thank you for rising again today, God. Thank you for rising again, God. And we glorify you and we magnify your name, God. And we call this thing done. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we ask and that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Be blessed.
God bless you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. To God be the glory. You all have a nice resurrection evening. Enjoy yourself with your families. Y'all eat good. And we all love you. Pastor Bonnie and his family definitely love you. First Lady do love you all. Y'all
Amen.
Be blessed.
And there's nothing
I'm
you can do.
I'm sending y'all love and blessings and hugs.
Love you too, Miss McCall, Queen Nye. We love you too. You, and the
Thank
six,
you.
6 hours radio crew all. Be blessed.
All right.